Case number 13205, Softball World LLC, seeks a special use exception for an outdoor display or promotional activity. Sections 115.23, 115.83.6, and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the southeast side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 0.43 miles west of Park Avenue. The 911 address is 22518 Lewis Georgetown Highway in Georgetown. The zoning district is CR1 and AR1. The tax map is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 82. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address to the record, please?
Brock Rogers, 23226 Steptoon Road, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Brock Rogers, and I'm here tonight to request a special use permit for a period of 5 years for 22518 Lewis Georgetown Highway in Georgetown. Our goal is to bring a safe, high-quality annual Halloween and Christmas event to the area while using the property year-round to host outdoor family events and fundraising to give back to the community. We have carefully designed our operations to ensure everything runs smoothly and efficiently. The main attraction itself will be located entirely in the backside of this property, keeping it contained and minimizing visibility from the main road. All guest parking will be handled fully on site within our dedicated parking lot, which provides more than adequate space to accommodate our attendees. The attraction will run for a total of 18 nights. It'll operate Friday through Sunday during the month of October, plus one weekend of Friday and Saturday in both November and December. For these main events, we will be open from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. to ensure an orderly wind down each night. Our last tickets will be sold or scanned at 10 p.m. This allows us to process the remaining guests on site and clear the property efficiently by closing time. All parking, queuing, and all traffic will be managed strictly within our property lines and dedicated staff. Outside of these main annual events, we want to host occasional pop-up style outdoor fundraising throughout the year. These will not be an every weekend occurrence, but rather selective events to provide local families with safe things to do close to home, partner with local charities, and actively support our local small businesses by giving them a venue to vend, cross-promote, and keep revenue right here in the community. We want to be great neighbors and a major asset to this town. And thank you for your time.
So this is the old Sports of the Beach.
Yes, sir.
Under new ownership. Is the setup the same as the old? They had at one point. They had this.
Yep, absolutely.
And they were approved for it for years.
Yeah.
But it would be the same setup.
Yes.
Same areas where you would come in through the ticket booth and go back, because I thought that was a pretty well run.
Absolutely the same.
Definitely was.
Yeah.
But curious, was there always Christmas?
Or they
was it just something new.
Something new. I'm trying to add more. So.
But it would be the same.
It would be the same exact setup.
Go through that.
Yeah, and it might not be your traditional Christmas, but still.
You know how about how far, like, the first, I would say, residential home is?
You're probably close to a quarter mile to the actual residence.
Okay.
Which is the property closer to Route 9. If you take the little arrow, go up towards the upper right-hand corner. Right there. One of those two houses right there. So it's roughly about a quarter mile. And it's all treed-in area right there as well.
Have you spoken with them and let them know that you're looking to bring this back?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They're in favor?
Yeah, they're extremely excited.
Do you have proper lighting and safety protocols back in that section, or?
Yes, so all in that section, we're gonna be, I'm redoing all the lighting, outdoor lighting, and everything like that, and then for the walkway to get back there, it's actually going to be a little pathway for walking to get back to that section, and then obviously everything else has been spotlights or outdoor lights.
Any loud music at night?
No, not loud. I mean, it'll be sounds from the haunted house, stuff like that, but nothing extremely loud on the outside. Maybe some ambient noise.
How many do you propose will be entertained each evening as far as traffic?
What was that? I'm sorry.
I mean, how many customers do you think you'll have during based on traffic, looking for traffic going on Route 9?
To be fair, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, this is our first year doing it here. I'm hoping we can get at least 500, ticket holders a night, hopefully more. But the parking lot is huge for the Sports of the Beach, so I think we'd be okay with that.
You would only sell a certain amount of tickets anyway.
Yeah, I'm probably going to limit the amount of tickets to roughly 1,000 to 1,500 a night either way, so that way we can make sure. Because this year is our first year there, we're not able to open up the whole attraction. So it's going to be a smaller attraction to begin with, so we don't want to sit there and overdo it in the beginning because we don't have the capacity.
You said possible other pop-up events during the year, so I think we would need to grant a special use exception. When that might be, right?
And that was just something I was thinking about for like fundraising. I didn't know if we could do, pull in a weekend. I can get certain dates for it. Something I don't know right off the top of my head. But I would do like food truck nights or a vendor night where local craftsmen can bring out their stuff like that. I mean, if I could get some dates in line, I'd be more than happy to do that. It was just a thought to help me fundraise.
When it comes to the additional events, are we looking to be more where the haunted house area is going to be, or are you talking more in the ball field area?
For
possible other special events that you were talking about.
I'm hoping to do it more in the haunted area, because it's kind of like we're set up like a little town right now.
Okay.
Is what I'm kind of hoping for, and I've been dealing with the sports complex, so we would be working with their schedule, so it's not going to be the baseball tournaments as well as that. It would be completely separate. Okay. So I'm kind of hoping it'd be back there. I have mentioned to them about doing some in part of their parking lot. They do have a gravel area to where we could do pop events and still have a whole parking lot. Not that we would have that big of a pop-up event, but.
But it wouldn't be any bigger than having a baseball tournament.
Oh,
with that,
absolutely.
Parking lot is completely teeming with cars and people.
Right.
Mr. Sharp?
The prior approval that this board had granted, are you aware of any violations or complaints related to that approval?
No, sir.
Ms. Norwood, have there been any complaints or violations?
No, there's no complaints on record with the county. They had three previous approvals, I think, dating back to 2010 to 2020, which would have gave them 2025 to operate. But
5 years?
Yes, they were 5-year approvals.
Yeah, we're limited under the code to the 5-year period.
Right.
Now, also for if he were to do other special kind of pop-up events, my understanding is he would be able. The applicant would be able to do that separate from the special use exception if they didn't exceed 3 days. Is that right?
He could if the board didn't choose to add it onto the request today, but he could do three special events through the county's website.
Yeah. So when you talk about those special pop-up events, how often are you thinking that you're going to be doing those?
I mean, to be fair, I would say no more than once, maybe twice a month, if that, but only in the warmer months.
Okay.
And it's, like I said, it's basically trying to promote that side and give something, keep us that property up and running and people getting to know about it more and more as we grow.
Yeah, so I think what Ms. Norwood's saying, that the code has a provision that allows for kind of a use to, you could do that for 3 days.
Yes, sir.
But if you wanted to go beyond that, and that would be subject to the director's approval, you would need to get additional approval regarding that. So I think the board, if you wanted to include that as part of your request, I think we probably would want some ideas as to the hours for those pop-up events. Is it located in the same area? Or is it going to be music related to that? The hours, you know, we kind of need some info on that. I don't know if you're able to provide that to us this evening or not.
I wouldn't have the days or what types of anything for that. This evening, I wouldn't be able to.
Okay.
It was kind of a last minute thought. It was like, you know, if we're here, let me talk about it.
Understood.
I would be okay if that part wasn't, because I could go for the separate special uses for those times. If we need to, you know, we might not need to.
Yeah, that may be one that and the board could certainly decide what it wants to do, but
yeah.
It would be more appropriate when you have a better plan for those pop-up events.
Right. I might not have enough time to do them.
Yeah, that could be a true statement. I know there's a lot going on over there, and I'm sure you're busy. All right, as far as noise mitigation, is there any efforts there to mitigate noise for the neighbors related to the use?
I mean, most of the haunt is all inside, so all the noise is in there, and all the speakers and noise making props are actually firing inward. So we keep most of the noise inside.
Okay. Are there? You had mentioned there's going to be some spotlights and outside lighting in those.
Yeah, more like for ground.
Okay, so they'll be downward facing, not strobe lights, not anything. I know we got an airport nearby, so.
Yeah, no, nothing like that for outside. Inside, yes, but not outside.
Okay. All right, and as part of this, you're seeking 5-year approvals for 18 days for the, I just want to make sure I'm clear on the request. Mm-hmm. For Fridays through Sundays for the weekends in October, one additional weekend in November, and one additional weekend in December. Is that correct? Did I have that right?
Yes.
So it'd be six kind of 3-day periods then at that point, right?
I think that's what I heard that right.
Okay. And then the hours that it would be operating would be from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. with the last ticket issued at 10 p.m.
Yeah, so we would open the doors at 7 for the first ticket, and then we would stop scanning at 10.
And you believe you'd be completed by 11?
My goal would be to, yes.
Okay, I think that was what the prior conditions were, that the work would be done.
Okay.
Yeah, the event would be done by 11.
I don't know
if that's what you're proposing today or not. But
that's my goal, was to try to have it done by 11.
All right.
Like, have the last person exiting out.
Okay, how long after the event is complete does it take for you to be able to kind of shut everything down, get employees out, that kind of thing?
Probably maybe 30 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, I do home electronics and audio video for a living, so my haunt at my house was one button and shut the whole thing down. We walked out the door.
Yeah, no, it's like when you shut down a Little League park, it doesn't take a whole lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more so of getting everybody out of there safely, as long as I have head counts and get them out of there.
Okay, all right. And there are facilities there for bathrooms and those things on site. Are those going to continue to be used?
We would be bringing in porta potties and facilities like that.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13205? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13205? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13205 for Softball World LLC for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision. Based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 5 years.
Second.
With an operation hours of 7 to 11 p.m.
And do you want to, the week, the, from Fridays to Sundays in October with one weekend also in November and one weekend December?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, I will adopt that.
Okay.
Into my motion.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Mr. Lovengood?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13205 has been approved.
Thank you. Guys, have a good evening.